They ended up getting a Miele washer and dryer made in Germany. I got more thrill out of them than I have out of any piece of high tech in years, Jobs said. The one piece of art that Jobs bought for the vaulted ceiling living room was an Ansel Adams print of the winter sunrise in the Sierra Nevada, taken from Lone Pine, California. Adams had made the huge mural print for his daughter, who later sold it. At one point, Jobs's housekeeper wiped it with a wet cloth, and Jobs tracked down a person who had worked with Adams to come to the house, strip it down a layer, and restore it. The house was so unassuming that Bill Gates was somewhat baffled when he visited with his wife. "Do all of you live here?" asked Gates, who was then in the process of building a 66,000-square-foot mansion near Seattle. Even when he had his second coming at Apple and was a world-famous billionaire, Jobs had no security guards or live-in servants, and he even kept the back door unlocked during the day. His only security problem came, sadly and strangely, from Burl Smith, the mop-headed cherubic Macintosh software engineer who had been Andy Hertzfeld's sidekick.